It is a truth universally acknowledged that a single man in possession of a good fortune must be in want of a wife. However little known the feelings or views of such a man may be on first entering a neighbourhood, this truth is so well fixed in the minds of surrounding families that he is considered as the rightful property of some one or other of their daughters. "My dear Mr. Bennet," said his lady to him one day, "have you heard that Netherfield Park is let at last?" Mr. Bennet replied that he had not. "Why, Mrs. Long has just been here, and she says that Netherfield is taken by a young man of large fortune from the north of England, and he is to take possession before Michaelmas." "What is his name?" "Bingley." "Is he married or single?" "Oh, single, my dear, to be sure. A single man of large fortune. What a fine thing for our girls."
"How so?"
"My dear Mr. Bennet," replied his wife, "you must know that I am thinking of his marrying one of them."
"Is that his design in settling here?"
"Design? How can you talk so?" said Mrs. Bennet. "But it is very likely that he may fall in love with one of them, and therefore you must visit him."
"I see no occasion for that," said Mr. Bennet. "You and the girls may go. Or..."